Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
You have no idea how happy I am right now. You know, we brought back the ultimate souvenir from the UK decades ago. We were so young that people expected when they pulled up in the car next to us while we were driving the souvenir we brought back, they expected to see much older people, not younger people with two little bouncy kids in the back seat. And, you know, I'm a great believer of buying something wonderful while you're traveling. It becomes truly the ultimate souvenir. But we brought back a vehicle that we named King Benjamin and we call Benji. A Bentley when it was still made by Rolls-Royce. A silver, for those of you into cars, a Silver Cloud 2. The S2. And what a gorgeous car. And we brought that back. And I would always keep a jar of not only Grey Poupon, because people would pull up next to me and say, excuse me, have you a jar of Grey Poupon? I open the glove box and hold it up for them to see. And then I'd reach in and pull out, I forget who makes it, the yellow mustard. Is it Kraft? No? Heinz?
Goldman's.
Goldens? I'm getting instructions for everybody. I don't think it was Goldens. But I'd pull out a plastic container of yellow mustard, and I'd hold it up and say, but maybe you'd rather have this, and then the light would change and we'd drive on. And the car got its name King Benjamin because in the UK, and I think in the Republic of Ireland too, when cars are manufactured, they're given a license, and the license plate stays with the car forever. And this license plate, was the first two letters were KB. And I said, well, it must be King Benjamin, so that's how Benji got his name. And we got to the U.S. Benji came over on a ship called Don Juan. And we had to go get license plates. And when we were living in New York or New Jersey, I guess it was when we were in New York, our license plate was Cloud for Silver Cloud, Cloud 9. I think we had to give that name up when we moved to New Jersey. They were a pain in the neck. But in any event, getting behind the wheel of that car, you could not be unhappy. When you sat in the car, which, by the way, had the steering wheel on the other side, like a European car would, and you looked down the nose of what is called the bonnet, that we would call the hood, you have no choice but to smile from ear to ear because you can't be unhappy in that car. And the reason that comes to mind is that same feeling of relaxed, comfortable elegance in a pampered setting that puts me on cloud nine is what sweeps over me as I am sitting in a comfy, quiet spot at the Hudson Bay Hotel in Athlone County, Roscommon, Ireland. So I'm telling you, people, if you want to be elevated to cloud nine, you got to know more about this place. Located dead center on the map of Ireland, the bullseye on the target that you superimpose on Ireland will take you right to Athlone and put you in a place to make sightseeing and visiting easy. You know, it'll be like a cruise without packing and unpacking and whatever, only a land cruise. You park yourself here, you got everything you need, and you go visiting. And we're going to go visiting with Tim Hayes, the managing director of the Hudson Bay Hotel, a Rolls-Royce Bentley experience, right after this.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by the UK National Trust and Northern Ireland's North Coast. Dazzle your imagination with incredible places to explore, from the awe-inspiring Giant's Causeway to the natural stage settings for Game of Thrones. Discover Northern Ireland's North Coast. Visit nationaltrust.org.uk and search for Giant's Causeway. Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by the Galgorm Resort and Spa. When exploring Northern Ireland, indulge yourself in luxury you will never forget at Galgorm Resort and Spa in Ballymena, halfway between Belfast and Giant's Causeway. Visit galgorm.com for details.
On the road again, just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again, going places that I've never been, seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again. Road again, like a man who gets his, we go down the highway. We're the best of friends, insisting that the world keep turning our way, and our way.
It is a delight to have the adorable face of Mr. Tim Hayes, managing director of the Hudson Bay Hotel in Athlone, County Roscommon, Ireland. I have to tell you something funny. The last time we were here, we took a photo together, and I was sitting in a lounge chair, and you knelt down next to me, and the way I am leaning forward toward you, it looks like I'm sitting in your lap. That photo has gotten so much attention at my Facebook page. Go friend me, people. Stephanie.Abrams, A-B-R-A-M-S, Stephanie.Abrams.94. Get the 94 straight, because otherwise you won't get me. But if you went and put Stephanie Abrams Travel, you probably wouldn't have a problem tracking me down either. That picture has gotten so much attention online that it shows up in that little cube of a box where there's nine photos and like it's the most visited and whatever. And I think it's hilarious because I think people think I'm sitting in your lap. I hope that this doesn't disturb people in your family who love you. I hope they don't get jealous easily, because I tell them my husband and other people were there, not to worry.
Except it's because we're such a stunning couple together.
Is that it?
That's the reason, yeah.
Yes.
That's the real
All
reason,
right.
Yeah. My family are fine with it. They're grand. You
well,
know,
that's
we,
good.
We had to sit down and have some counseling, but we're good. We're good. It's all come together quite nicely.
The first time I met you, you were the general manager of this hotel.
That's correct.
And now, by someone tapping you on each shoulder with a Wilkinson sword, you've been knighted to the position of managing director.
Yes.
Hoo-ha, and I knew him when.
Well, first of all, that's a lovely intro in relation to the knighthood. About, say, 6 months ago, we changed, and we took on a new general manager for the hotel, and I became the managing director of the Hudson Bay Hotel.
So how is what you do different today than what we talked about last time?
Well, a lot of what I do on a day-to-day basis now would be more strategic. I'm looking at 6 months, 12 months down the line, 5 years down the line, see what we can do as a company.
You have to do what the Japanese do and look 50 to 75 years down the line. It's amazing. I mean, that's how they do their business plans.
Yeah.
They don't. In America, we look at next week, maybe today.
Yes.
And we'll worry about the day after tomorrow.
Yes, and the other thing we tend to do is spend a bit of time looking back, which sometimes isn't
oh,
worth.
Tell me. You know, you bring back such memories. In my last life, I was executive vice president. And before I got that title, over a 16-year period, I was, from the very beginning, second in command of this company. And my boss, as his title moved up, I walked up the ladder behind him. So when he became CEO, I became executive vice president almost, well, maybe 6 months later. But I'd been doing the job forever. It didn't matter if the title finally caught up. Salary caught up, too. That was very nice. But I can remember we were a franchise, a travel franchise company. At the height of the company, we had over 400 travel agencies in 37 states, 21 countries, and 50 of them inside Walmart supercenters, right opposite the bank of cash registers, where they have a bank and an eyeglass place and maybe a nail salon or whatever.
Whoa.
We'd have a travel agency. So we were in 12 states with Walmart in 50 locations. And, you know, I can remember how strange and odd it was to, you know, watch over things like expansion and taking care of the minute details that make a company run and operate and make sense and fit together and, you know, all of that good stuff. We're going to have to take a quick commercial break. We're going to come right back, and I just want to pick up on that thought. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Like a man who gets his, we go down the highway. We're the best of friends. It's this thing that the world keep turning our way. And our way. It's on the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. Stephanie Abrams here, inviting you to Northern Ireland's dazzling North Coast, where landscapes and seascapes inspire filmmakers to stage their works. Walk in mythical steps of giant Finn McCool at Giant's Causeway. Trek across Carrickaree Rope Bridge. Take a walk on the sugary sand of Port Stewart's Beach and have a bite and a pint at Harry Shack. With a $1 million sea view, drive through the canopy of trees called Dark Hedges and visit Ballantoy Harbor and Quarry, all used as natural settings for Game of Thrones. Press on to Cushendon, a fairy tale enchanting seaside village where boutique shops and a local pub will surely entice you.
Start planning now. Visit nationaltrust.org.uk and search for Carrickaree. That's nationaltrust.org.uk. Search for Carrickaree.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid, or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings while enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it would take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Biz Talk Radio.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops all over the world.
Time for more travel talk. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm talking with Tim Hayes, the managing director of the Hudson Bay Hotel, and Athlone, County Roscommon, such a wonderful place to be. I think one of the biggest challenges that people who have attractions, hotels, restaurants, spiritual sites, historic sites, places of interest in the center of Ireland, which we used to refer to as the Midlands and more fashionably the Lakelands, which gives you a little more information about what's there. Getting people to go to the interior of any destination is really tough. For whatever reason, people love to hug the coastlines. It's true in the U.S. You'll get a lot more action on the East Coast and the West Coast than you will in the center of the country. It's true in Spain. It's you name the place. You know, it's tough to drive people from the coastlines to the interior. And too often, when they're going into the interior, they're just taking a shortcut from one side of the country to the other, and they don't even stop. So, you know, it is a bit of a big challenge. And I asked him in the last segment about his new position for the last 6 months or so as managing director of the Hudson Bay Hotel. And he was talking about, you know, really strategic planning. In my last life, one of the things I oversaw at the company that I was executive vice president of was the training programs, because I have a master's degree in education, so it seemed like a natural that that should come into my portfolio as well. And I would talk about new offices, about planning. And somebody on TV just the other night said something that I used to talk about, that to do it right, it's ready, aim, fire. All the time we do. Ask anybody, they're busy. We're doing, we're busy, we don't have enough time in the day, enough people in our life to do, we're doing. Occasionally, we plan for what we're doing. And rarely do we ever evaluate, how did that go? And when something doesn't go well enough to notice, companies will generally say, well, scrap that, it didn't work, instead of saying, we thought it was a good idea, why didn't it work? What can we fine-tune? How can we massage it and maneuver it to make it work? And maybe we can. And one of the biggest challenges is when you have a great idea and somebody says, oh, we did that, it didn't work. Yeah, but how come? Because it's still a great idea. So I used to talk about, you know, you look at Japanese companies and they'll plan for 50, 75 years out. I mean, we think that's outrageous. We're lucky we plan for 10 minutes from now. But we do, you know, when you should be doing ready, aim, fire. We do ready, fire, aim. And yes. I never hear anybody say that until like two nights ago. It must have been yesterday. Here in Ireland, I'm watching some news show and they were talking about what's going on in America and described it as ready, fire, aim. Yes. And I thought, well, now there's something I haven't heard in a long time. That was cool. That was very cool.
Yes.
But have you found interesting things in your new position by doing this kind of evaluation?
Yeah. And the other thing with it is that you can't, it's very difficult when you put in a plan, a strategic plan, in several areas of the building to actually control that. So what you have to do once you set the plan is you have to set these critical control points that you dip in and check. So where potentially the plan can fall or your strategic thought process, you have to look at it and say, okay, where can this fall down? Because you can't complete the entire plan yourself. So because you depend on people below you to do that. And a big part of it is measurements. You have to have measurements in there, because if you can't measure, you can't manage. So you have to have some measurement in there to look at it and say, well, how are we progressing? So go back to your point about, you know, ready...
Ready, fire, aim, or ready, aim, fire?
Ready, aim, fire. You're 100% correct. That's the way. You have to get yourself ready, and you have to look at your strategic goal and say, well, what are we aiming for here? Where are we going for? Plan towards that. And then once you execute, you have to have some critical control points or some measurements. And that's a big part of what I do now on a day-to-day basis, is looking at these critical control points and what measurements we have in place so that we can manage.
You know, especially when you sit down, and usually with boards of directors, you've got a lot of bean counters around the table.
Correct.
And many of them, forgive me, all you bean counters, but I understand you have your eye on the bottom line. But sometimes you have to use a little creativity and take a road not taken and come up with something unique and creative and put it to work. And the problem is that often you are faced with people who, if they can't immediately see a return on investment, they don't want you to go there. And for people who have a vision of what you could do, particularly in an image industry, as travel is, and a trendy industry where you think your competition is the guys left and right of you, and in fact, you haven't looked over your shoulder to see who's creeping up behind you, who's going to eat your lunch.
Yes.
And so, you know, that's kind of like the moment of severe frustration.
Yes.
So those guys love numbers.
Correct, exactly.
Yeah, they love numbers, they love statistics, they love charts and graphs.
Correct. And, you know, the line, we've tried that before and it hasn't necessarily worked. Well, you might have a different set of people. You might have a different
times
environment
have changed,
out there.
Right.
Exactly.
Times
so you've got to move on.
Right.
So it's an AC/DC, you know, the positive versus the negative in some respects. Yeah.
No. Not an easy story.
No.
We're going to take a quick... No, we're not. We got some time. This is good. Okay. Yeah. Well, you know, we're on location. In my studio, there's clocks counting down to a tenth of a second and monitors and screens and control room and my senior producer David Isby on my right and my other team on broadcast team on the left, and here I'm relying on a signal from across the room that sometimes looks like an obscene gesture.
So, I was wondering what that was.
the waving and flailing of hands. So are you enjoying all that? Because that's very different from, you know... A good piece of the job of a good general manager is the interaction, not just with staff on a personal level,
correct,
but with guests on a personal
correct
level.
Yes, yes.
I mean, you have to be able as a GM to handle that the chef just quit, there's a leak in a bathroom somewhere, a VIP guest is checking in with a baby and a dog whose head you have to pet, and you have to smile as you ice skate through this whole story.
Yep.
That's very different from going to the operational side of let's keep it rolling and profitable.
Correct, exactly. So no day is the same when you're general manager of a hotel.
No, of course.
Every day is a different day. Now my day is more planned, it's more orchestrated, more organized. That is a challenge because I went into the hotel industry to be there, the front face, to be the person that's talking to the customer.
The little fireman with the little hose.
Correct.
Running around putting out the fires and putting smiles on
everybody's
face.
Exactly. It's about hospitality.
Right.
You know, and that's what I went in for, you know.
Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break now. That's a good thing. And yeah, that's a really good thing. Pay close attention, take notes, support our sponsors, people. That's what keeps us on the air. And we'll be right back after these important messages, talking with Tim Hayes, Managing Director of the Hudson Bay Hotel. A place you gotta visit. I am on my own cloud nine right now. Don't leave me.
Oh, my sweet Caroline down in Burlington makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian, baby.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com/rumors.
Stephanie Abrams here, inviting you to Northern Ireland's North Coast, where landscapes and seascapes inspire filmmakers. Walk in mythical footsteps of giant Finn McCool at Giant's Causeway. Trek across Carrickaree Rope Bridge. Enjoy miles of sugary sand at Port Stewart Beach, and have a bite at Harry's Shack with its million-dollar panoramic beach view.
Visit nationaltrust.org.uk and search for Giant's Causeway.
Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to bizradioclub.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you. And you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Biz Talk Radio.
Time for more Travel Talk. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am so happy to be at the Hudson Bay Hotel. Athlone people, A-T-H-L-O-N-E. You know, it's in County Roscommon, which is odd because when you look at the map, you're going to see Athlone. It covers a decent amount of territory. It's a big place, Athlone. Dead center in the middle of the Republic of Ireland, making it a perfect place to base yourself and a perfect place to run around and sightsee and do all kinds of stuff that we're going to talk about with Tim Hayes, its managing director. But at the same time, a perfect place to come back to relax in their leisure center and to enjoy anything from the fun and laughter and happiness that goes on in their pub restaurant, or to have a bit of exquisite fine dining. Order their mussels, people. They're amazing, and I am a mussels expert. And the oddity is that County Roscommon is a small portion of Athlone, and the rest is County Westmeath. So I was trying to remember, Tim, is it exit 11 that you get off of the Dublin-Galway Road onto?
Yes.
Exit
yes.
11.
Exit 11.
Because the first time we came here, we got off at exit 10.
Yes.
Which is Westmeath. And we drove in circles for about half an hour until I called the front desk and said, do not hang up on me until I am in front of you at the front desk because you're going to talk us in. I felt like I was a pilot. I was a passenger in a plane, a single little plane, where the pilot just died. And I had to fly this plane in and land it, and I needed the control tower to talk me in. So something I never want to have to do, although I have to say I did fly the 777 flight simulator. So I know how to take it up, and I know how to land it. Okay. Landing's easy. You put it on autopilot.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll take your word for that.
Oh, listen, you know when you go in a plane, and particularly a plane going to the U.S.?
Yes.
Okay. Or leaving the U.S., and that plane lands, and it clomps down and smacks down on the ground, and then it screeches to a halt that you can feel the seatbelt tugging at you?
Yes.
Okay. That's an ex-Navy pilot who used to land airplanes on those carriers, those boats out at sea.
That
are equipped and
aircraft carriers.
They got it right. They got to land quick and they got to stop before they flip off into the drink. When you get a landing that is textbook perfect, you don't even feel the wheels touch the ground. You ever have a landing?
Yes.
Okay. You don't even feel it glides in like an ice skater and it slowly and smoothly comes to a stop and nothing is jarred. That's autopilot. And I learned all that when I flew the 777 at the British Airways Training Center. This isn't a place you go on a tour. You can't pay your nickel at the door and, go through. And somebody, in my case, Senior Flight Officer Amit Saini, if you're listening, Amit, I love you to this day, volunteered his time to take us through, and you've got every plane they fly, 707, 737, 727, 777, 747. They've got, you go into one plane and they set off theatrical smoke and they train the flight attendants how to evacuate people in smoke. They've got the 747 doors, side exit doors were open and that big gray slide that You jump out and slide. They got all that.
Yeah.
And I flew the 777, man. It was cool. Throttle up a third. Bring it up 10% above the horizon. Bang to the left. Yeah, it was good. I had a good time. I flew for an hour, 40 minutes, and a break in 20 minutes. And, yeah, so I could make that happen.
That's good. It's good to know from everyone on the
Well, you never know.
Yeah, you never know. Yeah.
But I wouldn't want to have to do it. No, but a landing's a good one. Just know where the autopilot is, and you're in business.
You're started.
Honestly, those planes fly themselves. The pilots are there in case something's not going right. And in fact, the guy who wanted me to go and have this experience said to me, you know, you will have such confidence in flying after. I said, look, I'm confident in flying now. Don't mess up my glow. You know, God forbid I'm sitting there and I make this simulator crash. I might never get in a plane again. You know, he said, no, you'll see. And what the one thing you come away learning is these planes fly themselves. And the pilots are there for the, you know, unusual, or if they feel like being, you know, having an outing. But literally, you get that plane on course, it's going to do what it's supposed to do. It's remarkable. It's a remarkable experience.
Excellent.
But anyway, you're not on autopilot here.
No.
You don't have that privilege.
No, we don't. No, it's, you have to, with an operation like this, you have to be involved in every facet of it.
How many rooms are in this hotel?
We have 178.
Guest rooms.
Guest rooms, yes.
Yeah. Suites?
Yeah. Of the 178, we have 14 suites.
And who is your guest?
Well, traditionally our guest has been the domestic market. So a lot of people within Ireland that want to go away. First of all, during the summer period, it's your families and that want to come away. This time of the year, we're on midterm break here from school, so we've got some families here at the moment. Outside of that, it's your conference business, your corporate client, your commercial traveller that's on the move.
Let's talk about the business traveller, because we've spoken about the family travel, we've spoken about the wedding, destination wedding, ideal place, by the way, people.
Yes.
We're going to talk in the next hour specifically about the leisure centre. Traditionally, the person who is the planner of a conference or a convention or, you know, take away a bunch of your best customers or something like that, needs meeting room space,
yes,
conference room space,
yes,
maybe ballroom or banquet space, and is looking for something to make people really want to come to this event. So you might plan, you know, a golf outing or a boating outing or,
yeah,
a fishing outing or...
Right.
And maybe you need some, you know, after dinner entertainment so everybody can be cordial and, you know, lift a pint or two and and get buddy buddy and many times people are organizing their best customers or their best salespeople or the salespeople they would like to become their best salespeople.
Yes.
Or they've got partners that they work with that they want to have a stronger relationship and maybe get a better discount.
Correct.
So what is it that you do for the business group traveler, not necessarily the business individual traveler, but the business group travel? What is it that you make available for them here?
Okay, well, because of our location nestled on the shores of Lough Ree and the golf course behind us, straight away we've got access to, as you mentioned already, the golfing trip, the boating trips, and all water-based activities. In fact, in a month's time, we have the biggest inflatable village on water.
We were here in May.
That's right.
We saw that.
Yeah, that's right.
I looked at it and said, what is that? It looks like there's a castle.
Correct.
And an ogre.
That's
and
right. A Viking.
What was that thing look like, a rocket
ship? A Viking.
Ship?
Oh, yeah, it looks like a rocket ship as well. It's like a castle, and there's one that looks like a rocket ship. And there's a Viking there as well.
Because I remember the Vikings.
The Vikings came up the water many years back. So that is one of the biggest...
Yeah, 10-something.
1066, around
that
time.
Something like
around
that.
Around that time, yeah, that's right. So the Vikings came to visit, as we've had many visitors over the years in this country.
Coming up on 1,000 years.
Yeah, that's right.
Somebody ought to be planning something for that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good idea, actually. We need to jump on that one.
No charge.
I appreciate that.
I spent an hour this morning on the phone with Niall Gibbons with an idea. An idea I've been trying to get his attention to talk about. The man is, for those of you in the travel industry who remember Tony Musto, rest his soul, who was first with Eastern Airlines and then was in charge of Air C for Bermuda Star Lines. No, yeah, it was Bermuda Star Lines. But then later with Chandris, that became Celebrity Cruises, he was famous in my book for saying, how much is one person supposed to be responsible for doing? That would describe Niall Gibbons. So finally we got to talk today, and he is very excited about my idea. So when it comes out, I'll let you know it started with me. We're going to take a quick commercial break and come back and dive into the Viking Village that goes up for little kids and big kids. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Follow Ireland's wild Atlantic Way along the coastline from Kinsale to Malinhead, Ireland's most southern and northern points, and wend your way through charming towns and villages where you're sure to find locally sourced produce, freshly delivered Irish cheeses and creamery products, and fish and seafood caught in Irish waters prepared into mouth-watering meals created by skilled chefs waiting at a table set for you. To complement the experiences of your day exploring Ireland, let the mist of the sea embrace you as you walk along the beaches or ride horseback. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you: music, art, dance, architecture, history, literature. Take a course in surfing or maybe a cooking class, all by the side of the sea. And there are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares and accommodations, from B&Bs to cozy country castles. Visit your travel agent in Ireland.com.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid, or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings, while enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
Biz Talk Radio.
Time for more Travel Talk. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm delighted to be with Tim Hayes, Managing Director of the Hudson Bay Hotel in Athlone, County Roscommon, Ireland. You know, people, you want to solidify your relationships with business associates, partners, suppliers, customers. Take them on a trip to somewhere wonderful and expand your horizons past Orlando and Las Vegas. They're wonderful places to go, but chances are the folks you're taking have been there already, been there, done that. And if you have golfers in your group, this is the perfect story. But I will tell you, there is always a danger when there's a golf course that somebody's going to cut out on your meetings and you're going to be looking for them and they're going to be somewhere around the ninth hole. Do you have suggestions on how you lock people in a room when you got a golf course out your back window?
No.
That's not easy, is it?
No, it's not easy. And for a lot of the rooms, they're looking right onto the golf club. You know,
the ones we're in.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the first thing I saw when I walked in the room. In fact, I pulled out my iPad and snapped a shot through the window and there were like six guys, two headed up toward where the hole is.
Yes.
And four guys there.
Yes.
And they look so happy.
Yes. Yes. And we're blessed too because we have a fabulous golf club across the water, Glasson.
Of course.
Club, which is another gorgeous
golf club.
Our
good friends Tom and Breeder Reed.
Yeah, that's right. And you could actually take a boat trip from here straight across to their golf club. So, you know, if you're doing a team building activity, you know, they could golf here on Monday and then on Tuesday they get on the boat. They're taken directly across the water, put up on the shoreline, and they'll get them set up for golf over there. You know?
What a great idea.
Yeah.
What a great idea. Yeah. Because golfers, I don't golf, but I know so much about it from interviewing, you know, the golf pros and people who are responsible for building golf courses and maintaining golf courses and people like yourself have associated with resorts where there is a golf course.
Yes.
And one of the things I have learned is that golfers like to play on different courses. They don't want to stay a week in a place and play seven rounds on the same course.
Exactly, yeah. And you've also got Mount Temple Golf Course. You've got Roscommon just down the road. And we also have this little island just off the off our coast here that's belonged to the property. And there's Hudson's Pillar on that. And that's classed
as Hudson's what?
Hudson's Pillar,
okay.
Right?
What is that?
And it's a stone monument that was put up out there. And basically, we do a competition. You can do it in the morning time or the evening time. And because that's classed as the most central point in the whole of Ireland, they call it the Heart of Ireland. So we do a competition called the Drive to the Heart of Ireland, which means you take your driver, you put it on a tee out there, and if you can get it on that island, we do a bottle of champagne for the person that can get it on there. Now, in the morning
time...
Does
anybody ever get it?
Yeah, yeah, we've had loads of golfers on there.
See, now, you have to be careful when you're talking to a non-golfer, because you said, so you take your driver and then you have to, you know...
The tee. Right. Yeah, yeah, and you get
and,
there.
Right, and I'm thinking, you know, like car and driver.
Yeah.
It's like I'm thinking you're going to beat your driver with your golf club.
No.
And just, no, wait.
It's the drive to Heart of Ireland. We've had competitions out there with, say, 9-10 people. We take down champagne with a fresh orange juice in the morning. They can do like a Bucks Fizz, and they just take shots at getting onto the island. Creates a bit of atmosphere and competition amongst the guys, you know, our ladies. So it's a great morning's entertainment.
That's
phenomenal. We've had a guy get down on his knees and hit that ball and landed on that island out there.
How do you do that? Was he very short or what?
No, it's one of his little tricks, you know, and he gets on his knees.
Where does he hold the club?
He holds the club straight out in front of him.
Oh, okay, so he's not holding the regular handle. He's just swinging from lower.
He's swinging from lower, and he's landed it on that island. So, you know.
Man, that's commitment.
It's a bit of fun. Yeah.
I hope the grass wasn't damp when you laid down in that mess. You couldn't get me to do that for all the tea in China. And, of course, not being a tea drinker, all the tea in China would have no incentive.
Would no incentive for
would
you.
Not incentivize yeah, me at yeah. all, no.
No, but it's good team building, you know, and it's a good little... It's a distraction sometimes from, you know, the intensity of the meeting or
so let me ask
the amount
question.
Of work that has
okay.
to be done.
You have small meeting rooms. We're in a small meeting room right now.
Yeah,
it's a lovely room for, like, six people...
Correct, yes.
You know, you probably could easily put 8 or 10, but this is a nice size room for a small private conference.
Yes.
What other sizes of meetings and front of the room presentation? I mean, this is a great place for a product launch, especially people. This is your closest entry other than Iceland, which probably wouldn't be the place you'd want to choose for a product launch unless it was related to something Icelandic. So flying into Ireland is like a real close one in terms of time and whatever. If you're doing business or you want to be doing business with people in Europe, this is a fabulous way to meet them and have them fly to Ireland. It's a one-hour trip from Dublin International or, well, Shannon, I'm going to say it's an hour and 25 minutes. But from Dublin to Athlone, because Shannon is a little farther south, off the highway when you get, you know, you're going toward Galway. But they could just fly in and get here in no time, have them, if people are arriving at different hours, have them all go out and play golf until everybody's here. First day, have your meet up, have a nice dinner, and then the next day, dive into your morning meetings, your coffee breaks, your lunches, your whatever, and... You know, and if you've got a sales team in Europe, this is like a really great place to meet everybody.
Correct. It's a great hub because you're no distance from Germany, France. You know, they can fly in, as you said, into Dublin. You're on the outside.
They can fly in on Ryanair for €9.
For €9, €10, yeah.
I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so what's the biggest commercial group you could take?
Well, we've had 650 people here. For a theatre-style conference, and then you have breakout rooms, and we've 11 breakout rooms.
But then you also have to deal with if some of them are local, they can go home. But if they're not local,
you have to put them up. But we also have a sister hotel just in the road. It's a Sheraton branded hotel, and they act.
Oh, the Sheraton Athlone.
Sheraton Athlone.
So how many rooms do they have?
They have 168. Sorry, my apologies, 168.
All right, so that's 1, 2, 3. So you got about 350 rooms. You could literally put up 700 people.
Yes, you could do.
Oh, wow.
But we've got a great relationship with the rest of the hotels within Athlone as well. The Radisson is in Athlone. And we'd also use Lassen. Tom Reed's across the way if we had to. You know.
Yeah, and it's a gorgeous place.
Yeah, we've had 350 golfers come. Clergy golfers, which were all single occupancy.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah, all priests.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
And they didn't say any bad words when they missed?
No. I'm not going to tell. It's a general manager doesn't tell things like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I guess you're part of the priesthood as well. All right. Well, I want to thank you very much for being with us this hour. And all of you who are listening, we have so much more coming up, but we're going to take a dip in the pool. And we're going to do all of that after these important messages and the top of the hour news. So stay with us, everybody. We're coming back, and we're flying high.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.